This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is departed for a three-day official visit to Russia and Austria starting today. Before "I'm planning for Russia," Prime Minister Modi in a social media post said that this visit will be a wonderful opportunity to deepen ties with Russia and Austria, with whom India has time-tested friendship. Mr. Modi also said that he is looking forward to interacting with the Indian community living in these countries. Prime Minister Modi will attend the 22nd India-Russia Annual Summit, while this will be his first ever visit to Austria. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that a special and privileged strategic partnership between India and Russia has advanced over the past 10 years in many sectors. The sectors include energy, security, trade, investment, health, education, culture, tourism, and people-to-people exchanges. Ahead of his visit to Russia and Austria, scheduled to begin from today, the Prime Minister in his departure statement said he is embarking on an official visit to Russia to attend the 22nd annual summit and his first ever visit to Austria. On the India-Russia relationship, the Prime Minister said he is looking forward to review all aspects of bilateral cooperation with his friend President Vladimir Putin and sharing perspectives on various regional and global issues. He said India seeks to play a supportive role for a peaceful and stable region. He said the visit would also provide him an opportunity to meet the vibrant Indian community in Russia. On his Austria visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, "Austria is India's steadfast and reliable partner, and both countries share the ideals of democracy and pluralism." The Supreme Court will hear a batch of pleas related to the NEET UG today, including those alleging irregularities and malpractices in the NEET 2024 test and seeking a direction to conduct it afresh. Petitions filed by students demanding a separate and independent investigation into the alleged NEET irregularities. Earlier, in an affidavit filed before the Apex Court, the Centre and the National Testing Agency NTA said there was no need to reconduct the medical exam in the absence of any evidence of large-scale irregularities. The special session of the Jharkhand Assembly convened for floor test of the Hemant Soren government began this morning. Chief Minister Soren has moved confidence motion in the State Assembly. The Speaker, Ramindranath Mahato, has allotted 1 hour for the discussion. The division of votes will take place after the discussion. The 48-year-old was sworn in on the 4th of July within a week of getting bail in a money laundering case tied to an alleged land scam. The 81-member Jharkhand Assembly, 5 seats are vacant. Support of 39 MLAs is required to win the vote of confidence. A Haryana Roadways bus overturned near Pinjor in Panchkula, Haryana this morning, injuring over 50 passengers. The Haryana government has suspended the driver of the bus, Sandeep Kumar, and the conductor, Yashpal, in this case. Haryana Transport Minister Asim Goel said that a committee will be formed to probe the accident. In Madhya Pradesh, in a brief expansion of the state cabinet today, Governor Mangubhai Patel administered the oath of office and secrecy to Ram Nivas Rawat as a cabinet minister. Now, the State Council of Ministers has a total of 31 ministers. Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav and other cabinet members were also present on this occasion. Mr. Rawat is a senior leader of Chambal region and has been elected MLA 6 times from Vijaypur seat. Mr. Rawat resigned from the Congress a few months ago and joined the BJP. The joint military exercise Maitri 2024 between the Indian Army and the Royal Thailand Army is currently underway in the Tak province, Thailand. This exercise marks a significant milestone in fostering military cooperation and enhancing the operational capabilities of the two nations under the United Nations Charter. India Meteorological Department has issued orange alert for heavy rain and thunderstorms in Mumbai, suburban Mumbai, Palghar, Thane, Raigarh and Ratnagiri districts. The IMD has sounded a yellow alert for various districts of central Maharashtra. Several parts of Mumbai have been inundated due to incessant heavy rains and vehicular traffic in the city has been affected. The suburban trains are running with a delay of 10 to 15 minutes. Suburban train service on the central line was suspended between Kasara and Titwala yesterday after a tree fell on the tracks. In Uttar Pradesh, heavy rain in many parts of the state and water release into rivers from various dams and barrages has made flood situation in low-lying areas. And that is the end of this news bulletin.